that I'm wearing today makes me feel like I need to point. I feel like a respectable lady. And let's do it!
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the Dark and Dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Hey, hello.
Okay, we have to check really quick. When the does this come out? David, bleep that.
Bleep! We're not even 5 minutes in.
All right, so I was accurate in thinking that this does come out on New Year's Eve. So happy New Year's
happy
Eve,
New
everyone.
Year's Eve. Boo, boo,
that boo, means boo, boo. That tonight people listening are going to be out bringing in 2025, which everybody thinks is going to be so much better than 2024, 2023, 2022, 2021, 2020. We're going to keep going back. You get it. You understand the concept. But is it going to get better? We don't know. But we celebrate with fireworks and ball drops and... like,
and balls.
And balls. New Year's resolutions.
Yes. Do you have any? Because I haven't made one and we are right there. You do?
I wanted to talk to you about it today, actually, because I had something happen yesterday, which inspired a huge change on me. And I know you're thinking, Molly, you haven't thought this through, but I think that I have. And sometimes when knowledge comes to you, you just have to let it in. And you have to flow with the changes. We're flowing into the new year. I think I'm quitting.
Wait, what?
Well, you don't believe that I would just go be a nun?
None of your business.
None of your damn business. That's what I know.
That's hilarious.
Tits out for the Lord. That's what I know. But I was thinking. She thinks I'm joking. I'm not. So here's the thing. I had a pamphlet come to my driveway and I brought it to share with you. Hey, Laura, what time is purple?
Is this a real question?
Over 2 million copies sold.
This was in your driveway.
This was in my driveway. So the fun thing was, this is how it was laying in my driveway, face down. Couldn't see this illustrious title.
I lost this like last week.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No.
Well, then it is a sign from God.
It is a sign.
Because
clearly.
Here's the thing. I looked around at all the other driveways. No pamphlets. No pamphlets in any other driveway. I walked out a little bit. I looked at the edge. I was like, pamphlets along the street perhaps? No pamphlets. So someone brought this to the whore next door and placed it in my driveway. Specifically, to teach me about the ways of God and what time purple truly is. It's something what time do you think purple is, Laura?
It's probably closer to the time I go to bed, because purple to me seems like a very chill, relaxing color. So I would correlate that
dusk.
With night. Yeah. Mm. Dusk, evening. Like right when you're about to like cozy in the bed. But
so, do you know what that means?
What?
It means it's the color of the devil.
Purple?
Think about it. Night. What do you associate with purple? Night. Darkness. The absence of light.
Yeah.
Do you think that God, the bringer of light, is down with the color purple?
Nah.
Why do you think the devil
yes.
is red? Red is a variation.
It's
need red to make purple. Listen, I haven't read this book at all. But I did flip it open to the middle. So I thought we could just flip it up in the middle and see what words of wisdom we can find in this little pamphlet that was left specifically for me. And I think I know by who. And if you're listening right now, because you're clearly a stalker, if you think that I'm the only one in the neighborhood that needs this book, let me tell you, I've experienced God. All right.
What?
I have learned all about your faith, but I'm willing to learn more. I detest it, but I'm willing to give it a try.
So you're saying you know who did this?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Remember that lady who I said came over like when I first moved in and was like standing there at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, like asking me questions about where I was from and like how soon I had bought this house and, you know, who my family was and this kind of weird stuff. Like as I was trying to close the garage door because I had finally been moved in. So this bitch can watch me all day.
Do you love the pod? Of course you do. Do you love ads? Not so much. Do you want to prove how much you love the pod? Then join us ad-free on patreon.com/twndpodcast. Every tier of support gets you day early releases and ad-free enjoyment. The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is made possible by listeners like you. If you want the full VIP experience, join any of our dirtbag tiers, which also gives you access to skits, photo sets, bonus episodes, and monthly Zoom chats where we sit down, reflect, share, and more. You'll also have access to Thought Takes, a mini show where I strip down and go in hard with rantisodes. What are you waiting for? Join us and be a dirtbag at patreon.com/twndpodcast.
What?
Unloading things from trucks, moving all kinds of shit, and you picked 10:30, 11 o'clock at night to come over and the stand in my purple. Garage and then never speak to me again. But you are also more than happy to report my yard when it has a few sticks in it, so I see you.
This is crazy.
But I did open it to morals and standards.
Okay. So I let's see what this is all about.
Laura, have you ever asked yourself, when was the last time you were upset? And what were you upset about?
I'm guessing it's because someone or something didn't measure up to standards you consider acceptable. that you consider acceptable. Am I right?
She's not wrong.
Can I get an amen?
Amen!
If so, you if so, you proved you have a moral yardstick. Damn. You use it every time you feel annoyed or get angry. Yeah, you do.
Sure do.
You use that yardstick. You just pull that shit out and you're like, whoop-bam! You ever been hit with a ruler? Kiss the stick.
No, I've never been hit with a ruler, but I think I've seen people like talk about like getting a wooden paddle back in the day, but I didn't go to like a religious school.
I thought maybe your nun friend would have one because she just like whacked
it. She just kept it.
Imagine that's why she became a nun. So she got to like teach kids and like whack them over the hand with a little
really
ruler.
Kinky.
Really sadistic. Yeah. Could be. Anyway. Not only do all people have moral yardsticks, it's amazing how similar they all are. Take child abuse, for instance. Is there a sane person alive who thinks child abuse is acceptable? Of course there isn't. Yeah, okay, sane person. I forgot the sane part, and I read just person, and I was like, whoa. Yeah, there obviously are people who think it's fine, which I don't think it's fine.
No.
I just missed the sane part. So yes, okay, I'm on board. See, we're going to be converts by Christmas.
This is crazy.
Don't most people agree about helping a friend in need is the right thing to do? But as with common ideas about beauty, when we realize there are objective moral realities, we start running into a lot of questions atheism has a hard time answering. What does helping friends in need have to do with common ideas about beauty? Because that's what it was. There was no segue. It was like, let me read it again so that you can comprehend. Don't most people agree that helping friends in need is the right thing to do? But as with common ideas about beauty, when we realize there are objective moral realities, we start running into a lot of questions atheism has a hard time answering.
Those two didn't go together.
Who wrote this?
They missed a page.
Tom Hammond.
That totally didn't flow, Tom.
Tom, you have no flow. You have no drip.
I don't know if that even... What page? What?
What does this mean?
How high were you?
This is like some word salad. This guy took some mushrooms and he's like, you know what? Ideas are flowing. I better write this down.
And then there's just a bunch of bullshit.
And not have anyone read it after who could probably criticize it. Do you have to have this verified that there's over 2 million in print? It's like, did you print them... Here's the thing, Tom. Did you print them all yourself? Did you print 2 million copies and then you just give them to people to leave in whores' driveways? Is that what you did, Tom? It seems like that money could have been better spent like helping friends in need or something.
Or beauty standards.
Okay, the rest of this also doesn't make sense to that, so why don't you open to somewhere?
Okay, I think I'm going to
see
what...
We'll pick our next passage from Tom Hammond. Right. Which sounds gross. It sounds like Tom Hammond. Can you imagine, like, he wants you to call him by his last name in bed? You're like, Hammond. Ew.
Deeper Hammond.
Deeper Hammond. Oh, give it to me, Ham.
Hammy. Moon's over Miami. All right, where neither road goes. That's where I go.
Oh, okay. I was thinking we were talking about nether regions, and I was like, God damn. All right.
Is that where the Netherlands are, nether regions?
I guess they are. There's
the Netherlands.
The Netherland regions.
Okay. No matter what one believes about God's existence or how one thinks such a being would act, neither theism nor atheism can be scientifically proved or disproved. For theists to scientifically prove God exists, they would have to seek evidence beyond the realm of nature. What?
Hang on. If theists to scientifically prove God exists, they would have to seek evidence beyond the realm of nature. Well, if you could find the evidence, then it would be part of nature. So it's not beyond nature. Because according to what I feel like people with religion, like, God created everything, right? He created you. He created me. He created this wall. He created my idea to make that cool little light thing there. Yep. He created this, like, ring light. He created these socks that have little hands that attach to each other.
Why did I put it on this point? Hold on, wait. This way. Are they? Connect! Connection!
Let me see yours. Give me this foot.
Oh, yeah. I have another foot.
That's why. No.
They're so cute.
You guys
cute.
Can't see. We cute.
They're holding hands.
We've had these for a year.
Yeah.
Because I think these were from last Christmas.
Last year, yeah.
Except for I only have one right now, but I have another sock on that you gave me. It says, inhale the bullshit. Or inhale the good shit.
Exhale the bullshit. Yes. That's so funny.
Inhale the bullshit. Exhale the good shit.
But okay, so if God created everything, right? This is great because this episode is going to be monetized on YouTube. We've been monetized whenever we talk about God. So yes. This is about religion. God damn it. This is about learning. This is about questioning.
Shout out.
So if God created everything, then all nature is God. So you wouldn't have to go beyond the realm of nature because nature is what you're seeking. Have you never considered that perhaps your idea of God is just something completely different and maybe God is everything? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe there's not some just like big being who's looking down. Maybe your idea of God is just written by fucking random people. You ever think about that?
Yeah.
Everything. You can't disprove that. You can't prove that the mouth of God was talking into some people's ears who wrote the whole fucking Bible. You can't prove that. You can't disprove it. You can't prove it. Like,
it's all a belief.
So maybe you could spend less time wasting God's fucking trees that God is a part of because God is tree and not print these things and just go experience the world, which is God.
Like a water?
No, I actually have this liquid IV. Did you know that one stick of liquid IV dissolved in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more effectively than water alone with the help of CTT technology? And I have some here if you would like to pour some into a glass. We have a lot of fun choices when you shop at liquidiv.com and use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase. You can pick some of our personal favorites if you want to give them a try, like sugar-free rainbow sorbet. We also have a strawberry lemonade.
Oh.
We have golden cherry, wapow, and a new flavor that I haven't tried yet that I thought maybe would be beneficial to you in your time of suffering because it is the flu season and you want to stay immunized.
Yes.
So there's a new passion fruit flavor and it has a hydration boost, but also I believe this is the one that has the vitamin C boost. Let me see. And immune support. You want to keep your immune.
It has zinc.
level up your immunity. So many people, when they're doing builds on things like Elden Ring, they don't think about the status effects from things that get thrown at you on a daily basis. You need to build up your immunity stats. Your immunity stats are lacking. So stack that shit up. Go to liquidiv.com. Use code TWND. Save 15%. Get free shipping and elevate that immunity boost.
Ooh, and it's got mango. Hello.
God, I could have been an auctioneer. Right? Doesn't that make so much more sense to actually like think outside of just yourself and like this idea that like you have the answers to the fucking universe? Like maybe you don't. Maybe when you're so focused on this and trying to change everybody else into some weird little cult mindset that you have, you would realize that there is so much more out there than you have any scope of ever realizing or ever experiencing, because there is so much to experience that you in your lifetime will never be able to do that. So you want the concept of heaven where you can go and worship and sing and be an angel or whatever. But maybe when you're thinking that your whole life is leading up to some magical fucking paradise that you can't prove or disprove exists, you're missing out on everything that was already here and provided for you to enjoy and to consume and to learn from and to grow from. And instead, you've wasted your life and you've wasted over 2 million copies of these.
Yeah.
Because whether someone believes it or not, it's a waste. Because now someone else, if they're buying into this bullshit, is going to start wasting their life like you're wasting yours because you needed to feel superior about something and like you had the answers to things that you don't understand.
And if God is tree, you're wasting God.
You're wasting God. All right?
Just saying.
Oh my God.
This book is annoying.
I hate it.
I mean, I still don't even get like why.
And where is it about purple?
Where is it about purple? Is there like a index where it says where it gets down to the purple?
You may want to tighten your seatbelt. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Therefore, repent and return so that your sins may be wiped away in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Purple.
If you confess with your mouth, yet dirty little human sinner mouth of yours, that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I could be a pastor for sure.
Wait, that's not the one.
Wait.
That one.
Thank you. Thank you, my adoring congregation. Thank you. No, please. Just a little bit. Just softly, thank you, while I edge up here on stage at my pulpit. I'm punching so hard for the Lord right now, and I know that if I just...
Amen! Oh, can I get deep an enough? Amen?
Ah! Praise the Lord!
Damn! Oh. I like how, you know, religion has snuck its way into a lot of our episodes lately, too.
It's so fun.
It's bizarre. So that literally just showed up at your doorstep.
Yeah. And it made me mad. I ranted about it the whole way to the gym.
That is insane. So that, I mean, shit. Crazy.
I mean, shit. I say goddamn.
No, like, but because, like, crazy shit be happening lately. And I don't know if it's the whole lemonades and Gatorade or whatever. But, like... So something happened to me too recently.
Oh, tell.
Okay, so recently we were at the lake. Not recently, like when karaoke was last week, right? And we were hanging out at such lake place where we do things like play darts or, you know, hang out and just, you know, enjoy the day. Because there's a dartboard at the restaurant now. They got a new thing.
I was seeing that you have a dartboard here.
Yep.
And I was... You said that. And I was like, did that happen because of what happened with the dartboard?
Well, no. This happened because, like, so they got a dartboard out at the marina, which we all have fun, like, playing darts. It's like, we're making a joke and saying it's dart league, you know? And so we bought this so that we could actually get better because we suck.
Yeah.
Anyways. But, like, so we're playing darts one day recently. And there was a couple who was minding their own business, you know, like, eating dinner or whatever at the bar, and we're over at the dartboard, and I'm kidding you not, like, we're over there having a good old time, like, we're hitting the darts, we're screaming, we're like, yeah, you know, like, Carlo got a bullseye, we're
hell
like,
yeah,
yeah, you know, like shit's good. And then I see them like looking at us. And I was like, oh, maybe we're being really loud, yeah. You know, because I'm like considerate. And like, I literally was like, hey, sorry, we're loud. You know, like we're just over here like playing darts. And then the lady, the couple was like, oh, no, it's fine. You guys are... we're enjoying this. Like we're watching you. Like it looks like you're having fun. I was like, cool. You know? So I'm like, well, you guys are welcome to play with us. Cause it was like two other couples. Yeah. So it was me and Carlo, two other couples. And so like, we're like, if you'd like, and they're like, oh, well, we don't play darts, but thanks. And like, you know, and so that was it basically. Then, you know, they end up joining us for the game because they finish eating.
So like,
and then
okay, they're
like,
we'll try it.
Maybe we'll hang out. Maybe we'll try it. We'd finish the game. Like, okay, let's all hang out. This is a long story going short because they were like bizarre people, right?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Like already. Mormons?
No, like just like, well, one lady was like, she was just talking about how she's like, you know, some super like successful person, which cool. Right on. Good for you.
That's how making I like money. To introduce myself Baller. To people. I'm like, I'm a pretty like, big successful person.
First, basically like treating everybody like peasants in a way. Like, ew. Which was like bizarre because it's like, okay, first of all, you don't know anybody here. And we are kind of peasants, but you know what? It's fine. And so like,
but, so weird.
But just me like, you know, she was very high and mighty, you know? And so like, that was just like the vibe. And then they leave for the day, right? Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Everybody goes their own way. The restaurant's closing. I shit you not. This lady, the gentleman and the lady, they leave. They come back and they were like, somebody stole my phone. The lady did. Right? And like everyone's still around because like that, like we're not all like, we haven't left yet. We're all like about to go our ways and use the restroom, go to our boats, whatever. And like, she's like, somebody stole my phone. And we're like, what the fuck? This, what flipped in this lady's head? Like, cause everything was like normal. And then
my thought would be like, oh, maybe it fell out of my purse and I left it
in the bathroom. I've done that. I've left it on the sink. I can't even tell you how many times I've left my phone.
Yeah. And then you like remember, you're like, fuck.
And it's like one of those things. Well, this escalated very crazily. Like, it was to the point where, like I had like who I've never seen like ever have to stand up for me before, like Carlo, like going like, are you accusing any of us of stealing your phone? Like the authority.
Yeah.
You know, like the pissed off, like, whoa. Like situation. And I'm like a hot mess. Like I'm like freaking out because she was like yelling and screaming and like getting really like angry. And I was just like, oh my God, I can't handle this. So I'm like walking up and down the marina plank with my phone, like trying to like see with my flashlight, trying to see if I could find her phone, like see if it dropped, trying to help her out. Right.
You're so sweet because here's where my brain goes. I'm thinking about this happening. And if I was there, I would not be helping. You'd be like, let me help you. Like, I'd be like, no.
We'll see.
Let her fucking find
it. That's what Carlo did. And I was the one like walking up and like crying for her because I felt really bad.
So aggressive.
Carlo was so aggressive.
You come in here. We invite you to play with you. Oh, did we just hose you for your fucking phone? Oh, miss, I'm so fucking successful. Why don't you go you don't have Apple Care, bitch? Go get yourself a brand new phone. Get a fucking upgrade, you rich ass bitch. I bet you're broke as fuck and you're just posing to people here and you thought you could hose us for a fucking phone.
Yes.
But we don't play like that here. So you better go walk your ass up and down that dock and pike into every fucking stall to see where your fucking phone is because it ain't here.
And moral of the story is, we called the Rangers.
Oh my God.
So we got police
that
involved.
Intense.
Yeah, we got police involved because we weren't scared of anything. Like this lady was nuts.
Yeah.
Right? And then she got really chill. She was like, oh no, you don't have to go there. And that's like federal land.
Yeah.
So we're like, no, we have to go there. Yeah. Because you're like over
here. No, you brought us here.
Yeah.
You took us here. So you can't go back now. So you're driving.
Don't fuck with us. You know what I mean? And like everyone there is like a really nice community. Like the people that hang out there, they don't have like any like ill will against other people.
No, that's
it's like,
so aggressive.
They're just there to hang. And like, so the Rangers came, got everyone's stories like about it. Like she's claiming everyone or someone or me or anybody stole her phone. And it's like, no, get the fuck out of here. Like, go, lady. And like, pretty sure she went to jail.
And then she gets hauled away and you like pull her phone out of your pocket. You're like,
no, I actually,
I mean, but how funny would that would be.
The thing is, like, I literally have a photo of her leaving the area and she had her phone in her hand. This is from security. It was in her hand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like it was in her hand leaving. So like that lady tried to pull some shit, like you said.
Yeah.
Try to get scammed. like scam people. So yeah, everybody out there, be careful. It's the holidays.
Be careful.
It is New Year's Eve. Don't let someone pull the wool over your eyes, even if you're not. So like, it made me really realize, like, I can't be nice to people you don't know. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, Carl even said, like, he's like, well, you know, fucked with the wrong people. Like, you're just, it's not okay. You
That's
know?
Why I ignore everyone. Like, people used to, like, when I would go out with, like, friends or whatever, like, I'd go to, like, a mall with someone or whatever. And you get, like, talked to by, like, not only people trying to sell you shit, but just, like, cat-collar fucking people.
Energy suckers,
like,
too.
Like, horse blinders, dude. And I'd have, like, friends before, like, well, they were just being nice. And I'm like, who? Yeah. I'd be like, who? Like, I don't even hear. Like, I just, like, zone out. Like, and they just, as I pass by them, anything they've said brushes from my mind.
Well, it's
like,
a shield.
Yeah.
You must have a shield.
Because there's no reason. Like, there's nothing that has ever happened to me where I've been approached on the street and had it turn into a good situation. It's never happened. That's how
She's
I got
so
married
wise.
Last time. It was just, like, someone who approached me, and I was like, oh, I better be somewhat nice to this person. Yeah, it's a fucking joke. I get it. Because, dude, like,
you
that's how I got
nice.
Roped in. I was like, oh, here's this fucking stranger. I'll be nice to them. And suddenly, like, 10 years down the road, you're like, oh, my God, this stranger just turned into my abuser. The fuck?
Ding dong.
I don't know how to meet people, and I'm okay with that. Like, I've started to realize, I'm like, it's so hard for me to go out and meet people. It's okay. Don't need it. Like, it's, there's no,
it's crazy.
It's not a good situation. It's not being rude to, like, ignore someone. And honestly, like, if you're at a bar and it's like, if someone would be bothered by you, like, throwing darts and being cheering about it, go home and drink alone. You sad fuck. Don't go ruin other people's fun. Other people went out to go do something outside of their house to go have fun and let loose. If you want to be an uptight little crotchety cunt, take your fucking phone, stay at home, and don't suck off your husband. You don't have to go to a boathouse to create fucking drama because your life is sad. It's not fun. It's not cute. And it's not iconic.
No, it's not.
Leave people alone. Like, there's no...
She was just shady, and that's probably why, like, she was like, oh, no, don't get the Rangers involved. No, 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 it's okay.
Oh, no,
she
no, here's my phone.
Oops.
Oops. Oh, it was in my cunt this whole time. It's crazy.
Funny how it fits.
No wonder I was so grumpy. It's so big. So much bigger than my husband. Shut the fuck up. Just, like, leave people alone.
Yeah, so, like, people be crazy. People are leaving you pamphlets in your driveway.
That shook
thinking
me.
Thinking you need religion.
That shook
people
me to my
core. People
be
accusing us of stealing phones.
I mean, we did, but I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
You can't even, like steal someone's phone, like, and get away with it. I'm like, dude.
No, how would you even do that?
Everything's got locations. Everything's got fucking, like, all that shit, like, protecting you. Like, calm down over there, miss. You're fucking, like, definitely, like, some psycho.
Yeah, people... have been going off the rails lately. I don't even know what's going on. Mm-mm.
So what real resolutions have you decided on doing? Because I know you ain't quitting this.
I don't know, dude. See, here's the thing with, like, I think we might have talked about this last year, but, like, I never do New Year's resolutions because I, like, don't know what I want to change, like, from day to day.
Exactly.
Like, okay, so right now for me, it's like I thought it was... So I realized why I've been gaining weight because I was like, I just don't normally think about calories because I don't eat that much.
Yeah.
But I've been buying so many nuts and they're so good. And once a bag is open, it's like I don't like Lay's potato chips. I think, like, I don't really like a potato chip. I'm not a potato chip person. So, but nuts, I'll just, like, reach in there, like, shake a few into my mouth. I've been eating, like, thousands of calories of nuts. Like, and be like, it's healthy because it's nuts. It's like, no, bitch, it's, like, full of fat calories. It's, like, really high calorie dense food.
It's super high fat, right? Like,
yeah,
good fat.
Like,
though.
It's good, but, like, I'm bulking and not wanting to. Like,
all that dump truck back there.
No, girl, it's, like, moved to my front. I was at the gym the other night and I had these, like, compression leggings on, and it's partially the period.
But oh, it's so, like, you had, like, a
so you
bloat.
Got, like, the bloat. But I want to tell you. My ass is looking all fat. I did, like, Bulgarian split squats. Like, I was going ass, dude. But then I turned to the side and it looked like I had a little butt on my front. Like, just a little one. Like, a little butt cheek.
Like
my belly button,
like,
was the butthole.
Like, a little tight,
hiney. Yeah, like, my belly button was the asshole. And then, like, two little, like, just Like right there, I was like, bitch.
Were they abs?
No, it's just like a little butt. Like I got like a little pooch. And I know it won't stay.
I've been eating so much bread, sweets.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Candies.
So my New Year's resolution is if I want to be a fucking animal when it comes to food, I need to go on the Stairmaster every day that I want to do that. And I hate the Stairmaster. So it'll be a battle of will. We'll see. We'll see what makes me lose weight.
The Stairmaster is the one that goes like this, right?
Yeah. Like you're climbing stairs.
Yeah, I like that
endlessly.
One.
I put that shit on 10 and I just lean over. I'm like,
I like that and then the elliptical because I feel like those are the easiest on me. Running sucks.
The elliptical, dude. Me on an elliptical is a sight to behold.
Right?
Because I'll start to go with it, right? But then I miss like the rhythm. And so suddenly, do you know, like if you miss a step or you like get out of it somehow, you're going, both legs are going somehow at the different lengths. And also you're doing the splits, but you can't. And so I can't get it back. And I look ridiculous. And it happened like 3 times when I had an Anytime Fitness membership. And I'm like, I can't elliptical anymore because I look like a baby horse that just like got birthed and is trying to figure out its legs. It doesn't work.
Oh my God. I know what you mean, but it only happens when I'm like, okay, I'm going, right? And then I want to reverse and go backwards. Then
I reverse like, without meaning to it. Just everywhere.
Maybe it's at a song point where you're like the song, the beat drops, and you're
like, yeah, because you want to go. But with the stairs, you can do like a double step or something. But like, you can't double step an elliptical. Like you'll die.
Your foot is attached.
Your legs will get ripped apart. Like you'll be in the splits before you know it. Your taint's gone. Like it's just
not the taint. Please, not the taint.
I haven't had my taint ripped in a while.
Thank God. Oh my gosh. I did have something in my notes that I wanted to bring up. It was about New Year's.
Please. Do you have New Year's resolutions?
No, I don't. Because I think last year was the no drinking, right? I did that for 3 months and then fell off, then went on another 3 months.
Yeah, but then you also like don't drink as much as you normally or correct. Like used to, apparently. So.
Apparently. Because remember how much weight I dropped? Like in the beginning.
Yeah, instantly.
Like,
it was like... Pfft.
I was like, I must.
It's like
be
I didn't
drinking.
See you for a week, and then I was like, wait a minute.
She's all tiny now.
Just to match your hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what would be cute merch? Is like if we
tiny hands.
No, if I put my hand right and we did the outline of my hand, but then put yours inside of it
How
and did an outline.
How much smaller
of...
is my hand? It's not. Oh, it is.
Yeah. But it would be cute to do like different colors so they like overlap.
Pink and teal.
Yeah, and just have that be like
That'd
on a
be
shirt.
Cute. That's we a should, good idea. We could do that
David,
ourselves.
David, clip that.
We could do that ourselves.
Sorry, I didn't mean to point at you so aggressively, David. This outfit that I'm wearing today makes me feel like I need to point. I feel like a like a respectable lady because I was talking about turning to God, but I'm turning away from God even more actually. So,
what would happen like if New Year's like? We're watching the ball drop, which I never really do. Do you watch the ball drop like on TV when they're the countdown?
I'm watching balls drop in my face.
Yeah. No. Like what if like time just like froze? Like what if like the clock just stopped? Would it even be like a new year? Would it just be like you just stay in the year 2024?
They probably have a movie about that.
That would be cool.
That would be sick.
I mean, I'm just thinking about that out loud. Like,
but imagine being stuck in 2024.
No, we have to move on.
No, thank you.
We have to move on.
Dude,
I think 2024 sucked ass.
I was thinking also on the way over here, I was like, I only see you when we're doing pod.
Or like if we're like having a shoot or whatever.
Yeah,
and I feel like
we
haven't
even had as many of those lately. And then you've been like booked and like working. Like I was like,
sick.
I feel like we've barely seen each other all year outside of pod. Like I know we have. Like there's Hawaii and stuff. But I feel like... After Hawaii, things just got like weird.
No, things got busy.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't had a day off in like months.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I'm not ungrateful. Thank you. But also like mama needs to chill. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
No, seriously.
But also I think it was the holidays because January, February in the makeup world is never busy. You know what I mean? Other than AVN, but you'll be in Australia, so.
Yeah. So I'll be getting tan and shredded, drink a lot of coffee.
She's going to come back 10 shades darker.
I can't wait. to eat. There's this yogurt and it's called Gippsland yogurt, and it has this like strawberry rhubarb one. So it's like, it's at the bottom. So you mix it all in and it's kind of swirled throughout, and it's so wonderful, but it gives me such bad stomach problems. But
is it only in Australia?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen it here. Yeah. I think it's Australia, but it's so fucking good, but it will help me lose weight. I know that.
Well, before you go, we got to do our trip to Sedona. We got to get our fingers red.
Yes. Or when we get back, because it might actually be better weather to go to Sedona when it's not cold. Because I feel like January is aggressive.
So we'll go in February.
February.
When the sun starts to come out a little. Hopefully.
The sun will come out.
We're hoping.
In Feb.
But yeah, I don't have any like other like resolutions other than that. Other than like... I don't know. I really want to get more organized, like my closet and stuff.
We should make some. We should do it.
Let's do it.
You know, even last year we were like, we don't really do New Year's resolutions. Let's fucking do it.
No, my resolution is to be able to keep on top of my laundry piles.
Yeah, that's
a big one, because like that it ends up being like this. And then my bed right now is filled with like clean clothes that I just need to put away. And it's like, that's like always been like the struggle of my existence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, sure, I'm really good at cleaning or washing the clothes, but putting it away in a way where it's like, and you get it. You do that with your stuff. Everything has a place. Everything has like a little like nook.
I can help you with that.
We should do that. And also, remember when you told me to get those divider things? Shit just got crazy in the dividers. Like, I never like ended up having like a little like home. It's just like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, so I got rid of those.
If you need help organizing?
Yes.
I got you. Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/TWND. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try Gold Show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/TWND to try it out.
Yes. At least like a streamline, like making it like set in stone where that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Where is your laundry? Is it like in the...
It's a stackable behind there.
Yeah. You know what you could do that might be helpful is, so what I've found is that having a place to fold the laundry will make you fold the laundry. Because otherwise, if you're having right here, right, you have this standing up here, you have that standing up there, you have this around, you're like, where do I put the clothes?
I did have it here.
Yeah, but even then, you're like, well, I don't have to put it on my couch and like whatever. So even right there, you could get like a small table that kind of fits right in there next to the laundry room that has like laundry stuff like under it, like baskets and shit like that. And then you can just have a place to fold it. And that would help a lot.
I like that.
And it could just be like decorative.
I know this room's got to get like a function, because like it was for a second. That's like, now where do I keep, like, I have to like puzzle it around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we're almost there.
I can help you.
Let's do it.
It'd be fun.
And also it's getting there.
No, everybody. It is. And it keeps improving like every time they see it. But I have to make you a new one of these eventually where you don't have blonde hair, because you only had blonde hair for like...
When I was Mariah Carey.
A moment. It was your Mariah moment.
But also...
Are you going to sing Mariah Christmas songs for us?
All I want for Christmas. We could just paint the hair brown.
We could. But I said it.
We could still paint it. No?
We could. It's already been set.
Eyeshadow.
Just like dab eyeshadow.
Yes. I mean, it kind of would be cool. What do you mean you said it? Like, so now you can't like put anything over it?
I mean, I guess you could, but like nothing would blend anymore. Like it has like a sealant coating on it.
Gotcha.
So it's hard to add.
Look how pretty the mascara wand is.
Yeah, that took ages.
That is so good.
Ah. Good times. So New Year's resolutions. All right. For the pod, we should do that. We get both of our skit ideas done.
Yes.
Because we have two. Remember, we had the reverse, and then we have the other one as well. So that should be something we do for the pod.
Yes. We love the pod.
And then our Sedona trip is a resolution to actually go do that.
Yes.
And
LA.
And LA. Yes. And I think I have a list of people that I'd like. What? Because one of the biggest things we have to get done is getting the podcast studio back, because that makes it so it's like we're not even.
That's another thing. We don't even have guests.
So it's like, what are we going to come over here? And then like there's three, four people sitting on a couch and we're all like, it doesn't work. So, but that is one of the first goals of the year. And I feel like a lot of things will kind of fall into place once the house starts actually being fixed. It's just like the process of it takes so long. And yeah. I feel like ever since it happened, it's been so hard for me to get into the headspace of doing content. Cause either like sometimes I'll be like, all right, so here's a day I have to do content. And then suddenly contractors are showing up. They're like, well, we need to do it this day instead. And we need to check on this. So then there's people coming in and you can't like be productive. It doesn't make me want to like do anything, but like, I just get more and more depressed and like just play Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like, it's so hard. Like, what else do I do when there's people like coming all through the house? I can just like be there with my tits out. Like,
flicking
like, as we said last time, like sleeper build whore, like I'm not actually going to be flashing my contract crew. It's not going to be a thing that happens. So
you quitting porn in 2025 was a joke, but kind of not, because you can't be doing it. Right, your house.
I know. I've been trying, like, and it sucks because I'll get like just time enough to do like one custom like here or there. So then I get backlogged on that stuff. So then I'm not having time to make other like new solos. I can't like go book a shoot with someone because I have to make sure that I'm at the house for when people are doing the repairs. So I can't have people over to the house to fuck me.
And it's a full-time like, job.
Yeah. And it's just like always going, but then there's like things that get dragged out, or it's like all that time that there was just the big dehumidifier fans. I couldn't like, it's just like,
that was intense.
In the back of every video.
That like, was intense.
It was wild.
Also, what was I was just about to say something, but I have like the worst, like brain frog.
Rip it.
Yeah, I totally like space. I think I'm just like the holidays, dude.
Dude, the holidays burn you out even when you aren't really into the holidays, because there's always something going on.
Yeah, and I mean, shout out to everyone that loves the holidays. I love the holidays. They make me cheery. I like Christmas music. I like Christmas movies. I'm like, oh, but it's like at the same time, I'm like, I'm just tired.
Yeah. It's a lot. My Christmas movies are Harry Potter movies.
Those are Christmas movies to you?
Yeah, because during Christmas time, they always used to play them on
the marathon,
ABC Family or some shit like that when I was a kid growing up, and they'd play the marathon of them.
We watched Polar Express the other day. That was a good one. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Because while we're on this, I know Christmas is like over by now, but on the Heat Miser, does anyone fucking remember Heat Miser and Cold Miser? Does anyone remember them?
Can you
from
play the
Rudolph
song?
Movie? I think it's like copyrighted, but it's like, here's Mr. Heat Miser. Here's Mr. 101. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much. Bottom, bum, bum, bottom, bottom, bum. Do you know someone remember? Laura didn't remember, so I showed it to her.
Well, she's like, you know, the Rudolph, the claymation. I'm like, yeah, but that was not in that one, was it?
It was.
It was in the Rudolph one?
Yeah, I think so, because I think there was like an elf, and they were trying to...
I remember the elves.
Fine, there was like a girl reindeer or something. I don't remember. But I remember Heat Miser, and I was like, Laura, I want to do a Heat Miser and Cold Miser like costume, so I can do them like side by side and back to back. And I want to get like crazy weird costumes and do that for Christmas next year. But we'll have to start planning like well in advance, because for what I'm thinking, it will take like a long time. We might have to go to somewhere where there's snow.
Mount Charleston?
Well, maybe it does. Or like real snow. Make even another trip.
Like real snow?
Somewhere else, yeah.
Does Colorado get snow?
Yeah. Just saying. We'll have to like work on like the look and like all that kind of stuff. But I think it'll be sick. Choking.
Chocolate. You okay? Chocolate. I remember when they first invented chocolate. Sweet, sweet chocolate. I always hated it.
No, like it was like melting down my throat, down the back of my throat. Yeah, it was so bad. It was like.
Now we know what Laura sounds like.
It was literally like that. I gagged on chocolate. Whoa. Sorry about that, everybody. Let's check my notes for other things that I have about the New Year's.
I want to be gagging, but not on chocolate. It's fine, though. It's so unfair to get my period ahead of time. It's normally always late. And now I'm like, well, now it's ahead. That doesn't even make sense.
That is crazy.
Preventing me from getting cummed in. I'm like, bro, that's not very nice. That's not a very nice view, period.
So this is like your second one this month. Because I think you had one in the beginning.
Yeah, well, it dragged on because it was late. Now I'm like, I don't know. Well, I'm going to a doctor, so don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. And they'll just be like, well, you're just getting old, so that's what happens. And I'm like, well, fine. This one looks like a nipple. This
chocolate. Look, it's
got like a little bit.
Those ones are good. I think there's like caramel in the middle.
I would always be wary about biting into these when I was a kid, because like some, I don't know. That one's good.
Did you ever have like weird traditions like for New Year's? Like, you know, like my mom would always tell me like to wear like gold or red panties to bring in the new year. I swear. She would say like they would symbolize something that would like bring like good luck, or like I think red was like just like more like I forget the meaning of the red, but the gold was to bring like good luck and prosperity and like all that.
Red ones like get dick.
Get dicked. Mm. Strength, I think, was the red.
Oh, well, you need strength to get through the red, let me tell you.
They all checked.
No, I remember like.
Or like pack your suitcase and like put it by the door, because like that was another like you would be traveling the world. Like you were set an intention.
No.
Yeah, my mom did that.
So. That's wild. That was crazy.
She'd be like, yeah, pack your bag and like put it by the. It is crazy. Love you, mom.
I don't even mean like crazy. I'm just thinking about
it. No,
I'm
like, just saying. I
was thinking about traditions. I was like, well, we had that really sparkly apple cider and pretended it was wine, but it wasn't. It was apple cider and it sparkled.
I love Martinelli's.
It's so good. Oh, it's so good. Or like that. Silly string.
On New Year's?
Yeah.
Yeah, like confetti and silly string.
The silly string. Not like every year, but I remember a few silly strings.
Silly string's my shit.
I remember one year though, it was like when I was older and we were going out. It was like me and like three friends and like one of the guys I had a crush on. And I was like, if we're going out for New Year's, maybe I'll get a New Year's kiss. And I did not. And I was so disappointed.
Do you remember your first New Year's kiss? I'm trying to remember mine. I don't even know who it was.
I've never like. No,
sorry
I've never,
if you were.
I know. I've never like been in a situation to do that. I think me and my ex were like smooching to ring in the new year. We're like, I love it so much. No, it's like, hey, lay on the other side of the bed for me and masturbate and tell me about penises. Like, we weren't sharing like a new smooch.
I don't even know which ones are which anymore.
Why is this going on for so long? Oh my god. So anyway,
hooray.
But no, I don't like no New Year's because of the memorable. Because like by the time that I had someone that I would have like a New Year's kiss with, it was like I don't go out. Like I wasn't like going out for New Year's. That sounds terrible. Like I remember even like that night that I was going out and like hoping for a smooch from my crush. Fuck you, by the way. I was devastated. It's fine though.
Who did he kiss somebody else?
No, just kind of stood there and looked at me and I was like, oh, that tells me everything I need to know. It's never going to happen.
He was waiting for you.
They always do be waiting for me. I always need me to make the first move, but I don't know when
that's why they call you daddy.
God, there's nothing like grosser than having to like initiate your first kiss with someone. Like, ugh. It's like being asked if you've come.
It's like almost kind of like.
Like, did you come?
It's
like,
a bit aggressive. It's a bit aggressive.
Did you come? Can you imagine like you're sucking down the load and be like, did you come? Like you just come up. Did you didn't taste it? Like, you can't feel my pussy contract? Have you never felt a woman orgasm around your dick before? You'll know. Like, you'll know. Even if you're fingering, you can feel the clench on your fingers. Like, it's not...
It doesn't just, like, stay the way it is.
If it just stays the way it is, nothing's happening. If it stays the way it is, and this is what you're hearing... Oh, it's not happening. If the voice is not connecting to the movement, it's probably not doing what you might think it is doing.
If it's not a slip and slide.
Yeah. And not everybody's a slip and slide. There's like different variants of that. Are you a slip and slide?
No.
Somebody's slipping and slide.
I just wanted to pretend like I was very sad. I hope you all have a very slip and slide, or I hope you all are very slip and slidey.
I used to love, did you ever do a slip and slide?
No, I wanted one. I always did, but no one ever had one in my family.
Oh, we just would like lay out the tarp in the front yard.
Trash bags.
And use like the yard darts to hold it in place. So unsafe, even yard darts in themselves, but so awesome.
So many people hurt themselves on the slip and slides.
With, oh, like, yeah, you get like burn or like, burn. Yeah, you get the, but it's worth it because, oh, listen. The hose is going. It's sunny outside.
The hose are
it's
going.
Fucking humid. You're running in your front yard, and it's almost like a slow motion movement. And then you dive. And before you are just sliding along. You don't even notice little bumps and bruises along the way. You know?
Need grass underneath, though.
You do need grass, yeah.
So we wouldn't be able to do it here. We wouldn't be able to do it here. We wouldn't be able to do it at your house. None of us have grass. Grass is illegal.
Yeah, grass you can't have. No more. No more grass.
So we can go to a park, but that's in public.
Can you imagine? We bring out our tarp.
Is there an alternative? Yeah.
But you couldn't really do that at a park because you didn't need the hose. You
is
need
there
the water.
An alternative to slip and slide? Like instead
well,
of
you could just get a tarp and douse ourselves in oil and just... That's why we get a 50-gram down of 55-gallon drum of lube. We just dunk in and we still
I have the gallon, the 55 gallon drum.
Just the jug, yeah.
But we need the lube.
That's a lot of lube.
If
I think it's like
$500. If you could send the lube, please let us know. Email us at twndpodcast@gmail.com. We'll make it happen. If we can get the lube here.
That would be so much lube. I was just thinking about. And imagine you step in and it will like gush over the sides. It might be like an environmental hazard. I don't know if we should do that.
Well, we can do it here. We couldn't do it at your house. That just
there's
makes too
no
much
way to
mess.
Do it. Then we'd have to bring a 55-gallon drum of lube somewhere, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, right. If we had a tarp, wait, if we had a tarp down, we could do it here.
But listen, not every idea is a good one, but it's fun to pretend, isn't it?
I like them all.
They are fun. We have actually so many more to do in the new year. We just need like time, dude.
We need time. And also, so this morning I wanted to like do something good for myself. And I was like, maybe I'll do a cold plunge. Because remember when I would cold plunge and it would really help me like get my day going. Yeah. And I felt like so rejuvenated.
But you're cold plunging when it's cold outside?
I didn't. Oh. But I had that thought for a minute. You know, like, it's just like, that's what I'm like.
What about the sauna?
The sauna is great. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Maybe you could do that. Because then it's like
change
the reverse.
Change it during the winter.
Yeah.
Sauna in the winter.
Get yourself all warm, sweat out all the bad juju.
I like that.
Boom.
That's what I'm not talking about. And then also hot tub. So hot tub is good. So we could do girl soup now.
Girl soup.
Everything.
Yeah.
We need to do that and plan that. And then do our Zoom chat. So you guys get
Zoom
ready.
Zoom chat is coming. Although by the time this comes out, we probably will have already had our Zoom chat. But
or
you can make sure to join
New Year's
us.
Eve. You never know.
Could be. But you have to join us for Dirtbags. Patreon.com/TWNT podcast. I just had like a brain meltdown for a moment. Because there was something else I was going to say. Oh, I wanted to show you this guy. Because have you... You've heard all like the... podcasts I didn't realize how many there were like outside of just like comedy ones that I listened to or like the
how
morbid
many
ones but all these like alpha you've heard like the whole like I'm an alpha and this is how you become more like me you want to be successful you have to wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning
oh yeah
and
yeah
like this kind of shit
yeah
there's this guy I follow you have to follow him on Instagram and he would like you, mocks you... all of it. So I want you to listen to this guy and I will give a shout out.
What would you
I
call that?
Find...
Like a lifestyle podcast? Like somebody who's trying to coach you to do something?
Yeah,
like...
something like that. Let me see. All right. So this is Rap Name Fogey.
I'll eat them for breakfast. I mean, I'll finish them off in 24 hours. I just, you know, I also need someone to handle me. And only an alpha or a double alpha can do that.
A double alpha? A double? They're making double alphas now? What the fuck is a fucking double alpha doing? What does that look like? Goddamn cold plunges you have to do to get to double level alpha status. This fucking cannibal lady's gonna eat you for breakfast. Now you're fucking quadruple sextuple alpha. You thought you were fucking double alpha. 10x that shit.
10x that shit.
32 rounds. I'm injecting raw milk while boofing raw liver while sitting in a fucking cold plunge at midday staring in the sun. Is this lady still gonna fucking cannibalize my ass? Call the goddamn FBI. There's a fucking cannibal on the loose.
Have you seen that shit? People eating like the raw meats and like the raw milks meat, like, that
I'm
are
on
not.
A carnivore diet and I'm on this and I'm on. It's like.
Or milk that's never been like. Pasteurized, like
yeah, raw milk. Raw,
like, there's probably blood in there.
I can think of nothing more repulsive than drinking raw milk. Just milk.
I straight.
Why
that.
Don't you just? In fact, if you're gonna drink raw milk, I think that you should have to suckle it from the teat of a cow. I think that you should have to get down on your knees like a good boy or good girl and suckle that fucking teat. If you actually want raw fucking milk, straight from the goddamn source. Repulsive. Ugh. Disgust.
I picture it coming out chunky too.
Yeah.
Just like a little cottage cheese.
Like little bits of hair. Pull that out. Yeah.
And
cow nipples have hair. I don't know what to tell you. They're going to realize that when they're sucking on the teat of a cow. You out there, you drinking raw milk? Suck on the teat of a cow.
Do they pee out of their teats?
I don't think so. Just milk? Wait, I don't think so.
Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Hang on. Never thought about that. No, they do not.
Okay, good. That'd be hilarious if I sucked on it and it was pee. Instead of milk. Got you.
Here's a raw milk you ordered, bitch. Piss.
So would it come out hot?
Milk is... Oh, my God, yes. So you're going to have warm cow teat milk. Oh, that's what you should have to do if you want raw milk is have it fucking warm and straight from the teat. I cannot. It's disgusting. I don't even think, like, cow milk in general is, like, good to drink. Like, when people just drink milk, it bothers me so intensely. Like, my man will drink milk in front of me just because he knows it grosses me out. He doesn't even want it. He'll just... drink the milk and dead-eye me, and it's repulsive.
Ugh. If he wants milk that we have in the fridge, he could have it. It's never been opened.
It's so gross. Like, I get it, like, for baking and stuff like that, but yeah. It's just the smell of it's weird. Like, I never know if milk has gone off. It always smells gross.
It, like, always smells bad.
Whenever you open it, and there's nothing that... I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know if it's still like this now because I don't really drink milk now, but milk is a big thing in the Midwest, and especially on cereal and shit like that. So you would uncork the top, like you'd untwist the little plastic top, and you'd have like the crumblies.
Yeah.
Like the crumblies of milk and hit. Disgusting. And I would wipe them like off the rim because I didn't want it pouring into the cereal, because if you got a milk crust in your cereal, that cereal is ruined. Because you just have a crispy of milk. Milk shouldn't be crispy.
Isn't that just bad milk?
Well, I mean, so is cheese.
Cultured,
but
yeah.
I don't know. Cheese. It's just like...
Cheese could do no wrong.
I mean, cheese slaps. There's something about just like milk, though, that it always smells weird to me.
I love cheese.
Yeah, cheese can get it. I saw this cheese the other day. I was so tempted because it had like little bits of dark chocolate in it with like orange rind, like a Christmas cheese. And I was so tempted.
Where was this?
Smith's. Dude, they have a huge cheese section. It's dangerous for me to go there.
Smith's, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. We might need to switch from Trader Joe's to Smith's.
Okay. Is it the one here?
Yeah.
By us? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go.
It's so good. But I've been trying to be really good. Well, I was thinking I was being really good by eating nuts instead of cheese. I should have been eating cheese all along because at least cheese will make me like shit myself.
And you'll just have high cholesterol like me. It's not a big deal.
Do you still?
No, I mean, I haven't checked.
Yeah.
But you know, like, no, but maybe.
Maybe. It's America. We just don't know.
I don't know. I do eat a lot of, I eat a lot of cheese. I eat a lot of bread. I eat a lot of butter. All the things.
I like the butter spray that isn't butter. I like that more than butter.
I like that Irish butter with all the salt.
Like the Kerrygold? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember my brother would like put butter on bread and then put salt on it. And
I could see that.
That's like too much salt. There's so much salt.
I could see it tasting bomb, though.
I can't.
How much salt?
I don't know. Just a lot of salt.
Well...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not.
My brother
I've
would
always been a pepper person. Like I remember, even like when I like pepper, and I would do pepper, but very infrequently.
Have
salt.
You ever put pepper on vanilla ice cream? That's actually really good.
The fuck?
It's really good. I suggest you try.
My tongue just cringed.
Yeah,
I might have to try it though.
Do
just
it.
For science. Just
do
for
it.
Science.
Everybody out
Why?
There.
Why? Like, what is
good.
It like?
It's. I can't explain. It's good though. It works. Try it out. I'm sure you guys have tried it too.
Interesting.
I wasn't the one that invented it, so I think someone was like, "Try pepper on your on vanilla," and I was like, "Huh?"
That is so strange.
I also had that same reaction, but yep. I did it, and I was like, "Okay." I mean, think about it. Vanilla bean has a little bit of the flaky, not flaky. Sorry, it's like little black dots, but it's not pepper.
Well, now I can never look at vanilla bean ice cream the same. It's got flakies in it.
Flakes. Not the flakes. Ugh. I think also in the new year, I'm probably going to like cut my hair. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to grow it, but like I was looking at pictures of when it was a little bit shorter and it looked good too.
Yeah.
And then it'll just be healthier and then it'll grow longer.
Yeah. Cut it. We discussed that. I'm going to have to cut mine when I don't want black in it anymore.
We might both have shoulder hair length in the new year.
Oh, can we talk about our mustaches?
Yes.
Did I show you all of...
No, you just said that it generated like... Like how many photos you said like you
look
did,
this
like,
was one of them.
Why do I look like Curtis?
You do. I loved this one though
because
they both
favorite.
Had mustaches. But David, the one with the beard, I sent these to David. So the one with the pink headphones, and this is
what?
One with the teal headphones.
It made me kind of look like me and Carlo mix.
Oh my god, it does.
Right?
That does look like you. But look what I said. Please stop giving the hosts mustaches, and it gave you another mustache.
Well, the other day. Just leave it. I bought that.
But this, I didn't want just you to have a
but
mustache.
But it's hilarious.
But that's and why it, I thought this one.
It makes me laugh. I love that.
This looks like a fucked up animation. Like if this were to be like some weird TV show.
It anyway. Does. And also, so the other day I was doing makeup and like the client was using like a editing app for her photos. And she was like going through and like doing her like work. And she's all, why does it keep thinking I'm a dude? Like, so it must be a thing with like AI, like just constantly thinking like we're all men.
So AI is part of the patriarchy?
Maybe.
Mm.
It's interesting though that kept bringing me up as, like with mustaches. Cause it kept thinking she was male when she was going and like, it was
AI,
interesting.
Do better.
AI? If we want mustaches, we'll ask.
You gotta be a girl's girl, all right?
A girl's girl.
I hate that. It's not that I hate a girl's girl. I was telling Laura, I was making her listen to little bits of Thought Takes.
Girls
when
are
we were
mean.
Getting ready. And I was literally like, I don't even know what that means. Do you know what that means? A girl's girl?
Well, they say a boy's boy. Like, yeah.
Do
it's
they?
Like, yeah.
That sounds so...
Like a
that
man...
That sounds even worse for some reason than boys. Like, I'm just a boy's boy.
I'm one of the boys. I'm just one of the boys. You know?
Oh, one of the boys.
Like
okay, that.
So, like, the guys, they have the bro
so
code.
So, they have we're not one of the girls. We're a girl's girl. But that sounds like other girls own us, which is kind of how a lot of female friendships.
But it's like, yeah, but also it's like, sounds like girl, girl.
Yeah. I'm a girl, girl. Girl, girl. Girl, girl. I don't even know what that means. Like, because half the time I'll hear that kind of stuff too. And then it's like, if this is what a girl's girl is, I don't want to be it.
Yeah.
Because it's like weirdly fake. It's over the top. It's condescending. And it's rude. And maybe that's just the people I'm encountering. And it's not all of them. Like, we've met a bunch of cool people from the podcast this year and did a skit with Stella and not as Ken, which was fun. So, but so many people are just like, I'm like, it doesn't seem like you even like your own friends. Like, why would I want to be a girl's girl if that's what that means? I'm good with like a girl, girl. I am a girl and I have a girl.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're girls.
We're girls.
We're girl, girls.
We're just girls.
I don't know. And this is girl soup.
I'm excited for girl soup.
That's going to be so fun. And like, I just like the idea of being in a hot tub when it's cold out.
Yeah.
Come on. It's 104 in there, baby.
I think that your resolution. I think that your homework for this week should be to actually make one New Year's resolution and stick with it. Even if you think that it's stupid, you can pick something stupid for your resolution to be.
Like, it doesn't matter. And if it's stupid, that's just your opinion. Yeah. You know? It might not be stupid to someone else.
It might not be. So I think that this about wraps it up because we are deceased from the holidays and still have more holidaying to do as
we
of
recording.
We hope
you have some more holidays
to do. We hope that you are full of holidays. We hope that you have holidays coming out of your ears, your nose, your ass, everywhere that holidays can come out of. We hope that you have those. And we want you to be following the podcast, if you would be so kind, on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. And leave us a subscribe and a comment on YouTube.
Share
with your family. Share with your friends. We're pretty wholesome. We talk about things like God. Can you believe we had a whole God conversation to start this off?
And we're going to monetize.
I think we're going to monetize, bitch. We kept it really good. So... this has been sick, and you can follow me on Instagram at this redhead is SFW, and on TikTok if it's still around.
Oh, that's a thing.
At Leave Molly Alone. TikTok is probably dying, so that's fun. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
Yeah, this has been sick. So make a New Year's resolution.
And if you don't stick with it, it's okay. Keep it going.
Make a different one. We're always evolving, and we will see you Monday.
Okay.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.